It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new book pairs antique postcards from Chippewa Falls with pictures taken at exactly the same spots today. We'll talk to the photographer about his unique look at a Wisconsin community, past and present. First, for over a year, AT&T has been in talks with CNN's parent company Time Warner about a merger, and President Trump's Department of Justice wants to block the $85 billion deal. It would be one of the largest acquisitions in American history, but it isn't unheard of. Back in 2011, the Obama administration approved a merger between Comcast and NBC Universal, which was also a giant partnership between a content creator and a media distributor. So why is the Trump administration taking issue with the merger? There are a couple of theories, and Derek Thompson wrote about them for The Atlantic. He's a senior editor there, and he writes about economics, labor markets, and the media. Derek, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
What was the Department of Justice's stated reason for not wanting this merger to go forward?
Well, you said there are two different narratives here. The first narrative says that this is all about Donald Trump trying to punish CNN, which is owned by Time Warner. So there's some people who say essentially, look, Trump said a year ago that he was going to block this merger for the purpose of punishing CNN, and indeed now the Justice Department is blocking the merger, so clearly they're just doing the bidding of Donald Trump. But there's another theory that says, no, maybe this is just good antitrust enforcement. Now, what complicates the second story, as you also said, is that, hey, didn't the Justice Department just approve a really similar deal very recently between Comcast, a media distributor, and NBC Universal, a media company, a media content creator? And the answer to that is that the new antitrust head of the Justice Department, a guy named Makan Del Rahim, has essentially said that the decision to allow the Comcast-NBCU merger was a mistake, because they essentially said, all right, you can merge, but there's going to be behavioral conditions. You can't do certain anti-competitive things that somehow, say, raise prices for other companies or limit video entertainment innovation. And Del Rahim is essentially saying, look, rather than allow large companies to merge and then have to babysit them to make sure that they don't do inevitably anti-competitive things, let's just not allow those mergers in the first place. Isn't that the better antitrust regulation, which actually cuts down on the need for the Justice Department to regulate and babysit for the next few years? So I think you can very easily say, and I've actually talked to several legal experts who have concurred, that what you're seeing here might have nothing at all to do with story number one and Donald Trump. It might have everything to do with wise antitrust enforcement.
And let's talk about the two companies involved here. Time Warner, we mentioned they own CNN. They own a lot of stuff. This is a big content creation company.
Yes, absolutely. They own, I mean, if you have turned on your television, your pay TV at some point in the last week, you have probably seen content that is owned by Time Warner. They own Turner Broadcasting, that's TNT, that's CNN, that's TBS. So if you've seen like a basketball game, a baseball game sometime in the last year, you have very likely seen Turner content. And then also they own HBO. And so there might be lots of people listening who don't have television but do have, or pay TV, but do have an HBO Now over-the-top subscription to HBO. So once again, they're watching Time Warner there too. This is an enormous media company, one of the largest media companies in the U.S., one of the most storied media companies in the U.S. But we're in a period right now where television, which for many decades was the king of entertainment, pay TV is now feeling a little bit endangered. If you look at pay TV viewing hours for people under the age of 35, you find that they have declined by about 50% in the last 7 years. And that's because a lot of these younger viewers are moving on to internet television. They're watching Netflix, they're watching Amazon Prime, they're watching Hulu. And as a result, Time Warner isn't getting the sort of income that it was expecting 7 years ago. And that's one of the reasons why you now see mergers all over the place in media, Comcast and NBC, AT&T and Time Warner, even AT&T and DirecTV. The old media, the legacy media companies, are really feeling the chill from big tech right now. And in order to stay safe, they are banding together. They're finding their strength in numbers. And the Justice Department essentially saying, no, you cannot create oligopolistic companies just to compete with big tech.
Talking to Derek Thompson from The Atlantic, looking at this potential Time Warner AT&T deal and the Department of Justice saying, nope, we want to block this thing. Derek, when people think of monopolies, sometimes they might think of people people in the same industry, if Ford and GM merged about or something like that. In this case, the worry about anti-competitive behavior might be, okay, hey, look, we're making HBO and we're making the platform you're all watching it on, or if you use AT&T, you're watching it on, we can give AT&T a leg up by getting some kind of exclusive deal for, I don't know, Game of Thrones or something like that.
Yes, you're talking about monopoly economics, and this is a really important point. There's a difference between vertical mergers and horizontal mergers. Let's take the example of something like shoes, for example. Shoes. A vertical merger would be a shoe leather company merging with a shoe distribution company or a shoe store. That is considered a vertical merger because there are different parts in the production cycle, and vertical mergers for the last four decades have typically been considered kosher. The Justice Department has typically said, A-OK, you can do it. What tends to be bad is when all the shoe leather manufacturers band together, so now there's just one company that makes shoe leather, and as a result, it can basically dictate prices to the entire market. Those are horizontal mergers, and those tend to be declined or sued or rejected by the Justice Department, precisely because you can imagine how that monopoly would work. It would dictate the entire market, push prices up, and punish consumers. But what the Justice Department is saying here is kind of interesting. They're saying, yes, we understand that this is a vertical merger. We understand that for the last four decades, the Justice Department has typically allowed such vertical mergers. But we think that the way the Justice Department has been thinking about these sort of mergers has been flawed. Because what we've been doing is allowing companies like Comcast and NBC Universal to get together and then said, look, we know that there are temptations for you guys to be anti-competitive, say, forcing other companies to spend more money on NBC content and then charging yourself less for that NBC content. We know that there are temptations to do this, but we're going to babysit you for the next decade, two decades, to make sure that you don't give in to that temptation. And what Del Rahim is saying, what the guy at Trump's DOJ is saying, head of antitrust, is why are we giving ourselves this homework? Why are we forcing the DOJ to have all this regulatory burden in order to babysit these companies that we know are going to try to go behind our backs and be anti-competitive? Let's just block the vertical merger in the first place so that we don't have to pile regulation upon regulation on oversight. And that, I think, again, is the sort of argument that, yes, is a departure from the recent past, but is also a self-contained, clean, and logical argument that doesn't require conspiracy theories that say this is all about Donald Trump hating CNN.
That said, the two storylines might come together in a court of law when the people trying to make this merger happen point out presidential tweets and statements on the campaign trail targeting CNN. Even if that's not the causal link here, that could be an issue in courts.
Yes, I am not a lawyer. I am not a judge. I have nothing to do with the ultimate decision that's going to be made about this merger. That said, one thing that we clearly saw in the immigration debate is that when the anti-immigration executive orders were put before courts in Hawaii and other places, judges said, absolutely not. We are not going to approve these immigration rules because they clearly are unconstitutional. The president has said in tweets that he's essentially executing a religious test, and that violates the First Amendment. Similarly, the president has directly said, essentially, I want to punish CNN, and that's why I'm going to block this merger. So I do think that the Justice Department could simultaneously, A, have a perfectly legitimate reason to block this merger, and B, be hamstrung by the fact that their boss, the president of the United States, has let slip a possible motive on the White House's department, on the White House's standpoint, that would cause a judge to say, we don't believe that this is about antitrust regulation. We believe this is about the President of the United States violating the First Amendment, trying to shut down speech, trying to punish freedom of the press by forcing the sale of CNN from Time Warner. It is absolutely possible to me, I think, that issue is going to come up in court.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Derek, this is the U.S. Department of Justice against two really big, well-known companies. In a legal sense, sparks are going to fly here, aren't they?
They are going to fly. And the last thing I'll say very quickly is that what AT&T and Time Warner are going to say is that they have to do this merger because big tech has gotten too big. And so in a strange way, even though this will be AT&T versus the federal government, the companies on trial ultimately might be Facebook, Google, and Netflix, those big tech companies who AT&T is going to argue are already becoming monopolistic. And so it requires quasi-monopolistic companies in order to fight them.
Derek, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Derek Thompson, senior writer at The Atlantic, where he writes about economics, labor markets, and the media. He joined us to look at the Trump administration effort to stop a merger between AT&T and Time Warner.